good people. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. This week, we're going to dive into virtual reality and how we can use this support, this type of technology to support equity and inclusion. Yes, we're talking about that. I want to start off with an article tonight that I read about being in the midst of a second industrial revolution, also known as the automation revolution. We, the people, we want things faster, customized, and cheaper. We hear things all the time. I'm sure you've heard this: rapid prototyping, machine learning, virtual reality. But how is this type of technology showing up in our schools, especially our schools that serve a marginalized population of students? Think about it. Let's take virtual reality for instance. The article talks about the impact of this technology. For example, any company right now that is using VR, they can in the design phase, guys, they can design a product or a new building or whatever it is, and they can use VR to see and experience that product or facility long before it was built. How can we use this in schools? Using virtual reality in schools can provide a service for our underrepresented students. The power of this tech could be a game changer for an entire community. I've seen it. So I remember years ago, before VR was like, with, you know, a lot of schools have embraced this technology. We're still a little behind. But when I decided to embrace it, it was probably in 2017, 2018, I can't remember, but it was way before a lot of my surrounding schools had decided to embrace it. And I decided to use this VR Oculus. And my students were able to engage and experience different types of worlds, do different types of simulations. It was a game changer. And it was something that they don't have. They would not be able to afford that. And so I was able to use that tech in my classroom and give them a somewhat of a competitive advantage, right? So when it comes to the VR virtual reality market, I had to look up, well, what is this revenue? How much are they making? What is this industry worth? Okay. The VR market is worth $58.7 billion. Augmented and virtual reality, their job growth is projected to be 47% between 2020 and 2030. When are we going to tap into that? According to the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, AR and VR can make important contributions to equity and inclusion. I just told y'all how much the industry was worth. Okay. Then I told you the job growth. It can serve as a tool to help tackle implicit biases, improve access to opportunities, and create new channels of communication, community, and collaboration across the world. When I was using it years ago, I wasn't even thinking about how to collaborate worldwide, right? I was just in that moment with the knowledge that I had on how to use that machine and how to get my students to access that as well and use it. So we have got to look into this, especially for our students in our low-income communities. One thing I also saw, a key point from the ITIF article research that I was referencing earlier, it says AR and VR can disrupt barriers that arise from the physical distance and strengthen communities and enhance person-to-person interaction across locations. Well, what does that mean? I think about when I needed to find funding to have this type of technology, what happened, right? So whenever I was using this technology, or before I had even gotten it, I didn't even pay for this. It was a grant that I used. Okay. It was a grant that I was able to access so that my kids can have the opportunity to engage with this type of technology. So there is funding out there. There are options out there that you can use to be able to pursue this $58 billion industry. Okay. So what can we use it for? How can we implement this into our classroom? Well, I think about our schools that serve our low-income students. And you, if you do your research, we are starting to see more innovative programs, but you always have your base programs, okay, when it comes to your low-income communities. Automotive programs, carpentry, HVAC, cosmetology, med tech, EMT, and those fields, you know, you can make some good money as well in that. But I'm ready for us to tap into the technology and start bringing in programs like cybersecurity, VR, and AR. Okay, let's do that as well. If we're going to include VR, and this is kind of one of those key points, if we're going to include this tech and try to find the funding to have this tech in our classrooms, please make sure you're including the training that the teachers need in order to adequately use this equipment and to prepare and teach curriculum. They've got to be able to take their students to the next level. Yeah, you got the grant and got the item and put the nice shiny thing on their desk, but if you don't follow up with some training and professional development, then they're not going to know how to use it, and it's going to sit there on that desk, okay? And that is one thing that this is one of the reasons why I created Thrive 12, is because I'm here for teachers, and I understand the pain of getting something and not being able to use it because you don't know how to, and you don't know who to call on. All right. There's been, of all of my years of teaching, I have been in situations where I have been given something or told to use something and I didn't know how to do it. And I had to figure it out. And sometimes that was tears, right? Just crying my way through it and finding YouTube. Well, when you're in low income schools, that's just some added stress that you don't even want to have to worry about. So please, if you're going to do it the right way. So how else can we use VR in the classroom? They talk about how AR and VR somewhat, it's the blurred lines between what is fantasy and what is reality, right? And it brings the lesson to life. The kids really enjoy this tech because it gives them the opportunity, y'all, to own their experience, to make decisions, to deal with their successes or consequences of their decision. I mean, it was so fun watching my kids engage in that text and that technology and they were getting excited. My goodness, you had to make sure they stayed in one place so they're not running and knocking over stuff, but they just was into it. Okay. And so I think about how we in the schools can start using VR and by using it for a career exploration industries, okay? There are so many career options out there for kids to pursue, but they are limited to what they can see in their community or what's in their textbook or what they can Google, okay? But if you don't know it exists, how you gonna Google it, all right? So I think about poor communities and how many times, think about a poor community, how many times the engineers and computer scientists are coming to their schools to do a panel discussion, okay? See, in your lower income communities, sometimes that's a big ask and task to get guest speakers in the building. Most of the time, these industries are not near them. I just read an article where it was talking about the top 10 poorest cities in the United States, and Detroit is still on the list. I was shocked to see that, but they're still there. So think about, what does that community look like? What does that school look like? And what is around that school? All right. I have worked in districts where the school was so close to an abundance of opportunity that the school had the power to say, no, we don't need y'all right now. We're good. Okay. We're good. And then I've also worked at schools or even seen school districts where there's just no one there knocking on the door, not even to join the PTA, okay? So how can this type of tech help with that type of issue? What barriers could we break if we had this type of technology in low-income schools and also train the teachers to use the tech? Yeah, that part. Okay. So then what else can we use VR for? We can use VR for virtual field trips. Now, if you can get the real thing, the real field trip, then do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's better. But like most low-income schools, the big problem with field trips is who gonna pay for the bus? Mm-hmm. Who's gonna pay for the bus? It's always a money issue. So now the kids can't have a learning experience because we don't have money for the bus. That's not equitable. No money, no go. Mm-mm. Let's try to embrace this technology and solve some problems. The one thing I keep going back to is that we can change the trajectory of a student's life through the power of exposure and experience. I am a true believer of that. I have seen it with my own students and my 17 years of teaching in different districts. I have seen it in my 17 years of being in education and working with other teachers around the world. I have seen it. We can change the trajectory of a student's life through the power of exposure and experience. So how we get there is the question. The tools we use to get there is also the question. And I'm giving you this as something to research, to include in your decisions. Just think about children learning about the Great Wall of China and then going to on a VR field trip to see what it actually looks like. VR allows students to explore the world around them and become global learners. Also, there's an article that talks about how VR is improving math skills. They have VR headsets, allows the students to immerse themselves in a realistic digital environment to learn math and science by solving real world problems, such as calculating how high a house foundation should be raised to offset the risk of flooding. Man, now I can do that kind of math. Give me that. Don't give me no worksheet now. Okay, if you give me a worksheet and having me just sit there solving problems, I know we got to do that sometimes, but put me in a VR headset, put a VR headset on me and tell me this house about to go flood and I need you to use your math skills to fix the problem. Oh, bet I'm taking it on. Okay, that's learning at a next level. And that is what education is about to look like in the future. Districts that embrace this will stay ahead of the game. Districts that will not embrace this are going to be so far behind, okay? And their kids are going to miss out on that and miss out on these opportunities to change the world and have access to that $58 billion industry, okay? So that's what we're talking about. So I know you're like, VR, whatever, but we don't have money. I was able to get, like I said before, my VR headsets through a grant. I was even able to get a 3D printer for a grant. You've got to really be out there looking for these type of things and finding out what grants are out there that can fund certain things for your classroom, but they're out there. I didn't pay anything for the tech. So virtual reality is going to revolutionize education. I need you all to be at the forefront of it all and give our students that competitive advantage. We got this. In my show notes, I have a few more resources for you to tap into. Let's get this done. When I tell you, you won't go back, you won't. Once you embrace this, learn it, play around with it, then implement it in your classrooms and you see how your students engage with it. Oh my goodness. it will be something to talk about and to share with your stakeholders. That's it. Today's episode was all about the importance of utilizing VR and AR technology in the classroom, especially schools that provide a service for underrepresented groups. Talk about equity and inclusion. Keep exploring, keep pushing, and keep challenging the narratives about your students, your schools, and your community by embracing the new. You got this. This program was brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. In the show notes, I've attached a few resources dedicated to this episode. Please leave a comment, share the podcast, give some feedback, participate in the show discussion, and thank you for everything. But I need you to do one thing for me. Keep thriving.